My name is Reinhard Bonnke, and welcome to episode 7 of the Full Flame Film Series. I've produced the Full Flame Series to equip Christians like you and me to win the world for Jesus Christ. Filmed in HD, Full Flame is beautiful to watch and easy to listen to. It's a journey around the globe, visiting Christians from other cultures and continents and seeing some of the most beautiful places on earth. Most importantly, I share principles on ministry and the Holy Spirit that are biblical and proven. Today, we will be seeing another powerful film, but before we begin, let's review.
The human race has achieved brilliance in the art and science of annihilation. We war, we hate, we trample on the fair earth and foul all that God has given us. In despair, man mobilizes to fight evil, but evil grows 2 heads for every one that is cut off. There is only one thing that can break this diabolical onslaught. It is the Creator's epic of love towards the creation. The message of the gospel.
For many, the pressing question is, how can God use me? What are the qualifications? What I personally wanted to find out when I started was, whom exactly did Jesus choose as his apostles? And what were their qualifications? In John 20, verse 29, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Faith resting on seeing needs to continue to see to keep it going. We live by faith, not by sight. As believers, we have nothing to fear if we keep the anointing of God upon our lives. We can outmatch every giant in the enemy's lines. Say to God, "Now bid me run, and I will strive with things impossible." In the past 4 films, we've covered important principles of the Christian faith. We started with the principle of love, and how that love is the gospel. Without love, we have nothing to preach. Next, we explored how Jesus calls and equips a believer. We also unfolded the principles of faith. Faith is the fuse, that connection we have with God's power. Then, in the last episode, we discovered the fire of the gospel and how to rely on the anointing. With this short refresher, let's move forward with today's film entitled Living in the Miraculous. God does not guarantee us everlastingly calm seas and prosperous voyages. Even the Apostle Paul was shipwrecked 3 times. Many people feel disillusioned about this very thing. They do what is right and suffer for it. But we need not worry. The trouble which comes when God puts us where He wants us is a miracle in the making.
Thank you. What is a miracle? Just a rare event of such great magnitude that it silences critics. Many people don't recognize a miracle when they see one. Christ fed the multitude of a boy's lunch basket, and then the wise and learned demanded that he show them a miracle. Jesus said that people would not believe even if someone would rise from the dead. The carnal mind is too dulled to receive the things of God, but sharp enough to rationalize all the works of God. Miracle in Scripture is a simple word meaning a work of power. Just that. It is not the absurd magic of Roman myth which our word miracle really signifies. Miracles are things all believers should experience constantly. The power of God at work in our lives, 365 miracle-packed days every year, 366 in a leap year. We don't appreciate how divine some events are. God conceals his hand. He does not sound a trumpet before him when he makes the grass grow or when he works for us. Too often we hear Christians relating what the devil has done as if the devil was more active than the Lord. Maybe Satan's style is more showy to impress us, but God goes to the heart of the matter, which is to satisfy his heart of love. Why is it that so many good Christians never personally experience the miracle-working power of God in their lives? They sit so faithfully in their seats at church, listening to the best preachers, even weeping, praying and confessing, "Lord, I believe." They hear the word and believe it. Then what? They just sit there waiting for Jesus to do something, praying, "Lord, send the power." And he passes by their boats. In all my years of ministry, there is one thing I have learned. If we want things to happen, we must get out of our boats and move in line with Jesus, walking the waves. He is calling us. He doesn't say, "Hold tight, I'll soon come across and be with you in the boat." He says, "Come." What? On the water? Yes, that is where the miracles happen. To see God in action, we must be in action ourselves, whether we rock the boat or not. Don't worry about the doubters whom we may disturb. If we are comfortably settled in unchallenging company where there is no real obedience of faith, then we must jump over the side, right over human opinion, and make for Jesus out there in the miracle waters. Obedience puts the plug in and the power begins to work. It is the final connection. Remember what Smith Wigglesworth told an old conventional doubting clergyman. The Acts of the Apostles was written because the apostles acted. With the anointing, initiative is needed. Jump. We shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. As I have said before, Christianity is a miracle religion, or it is nothing. Mm. Its most fundamental tenet is the resurrection. Yes. If it never was, then our faith, all of it, is vain. If it is true, then other miracles are not only feasible, but likely. Mm-hmm. A miracle in modern minds isn't always what the Bible means. God will not square a circle, or deny himself, or make men free and stop them from doing evil at the same time. God is not in charge of absurdities, but impossibilities. Jesus was very precise, saying that that which is impossible to man is possible to God. A miracle is not an impossibility to God, but an impossibility to man, something only God can do. Regarding the power to work miracles, we are not water reservoirs. A better picture is a water tap. A water tap does not possess water. It only releases it. That is all we do. As we proclaim the word of God, we dispense rivers of living waters from the Master's reservoir. Now listen to this. I pray you will never forget this. The man everlastingly seeking God's will gets run over by the man doing it. Wow. Putting out fleeces all the time can be the devil's way of fleecing us. If Jesus said, go, why should he have to repeat it to you again? Are you so special? God has a most unusual calendar. It is for 1,000 years, but it has only one day on it. It is called today. Mm-hmm. God is a now God. When the Jews came back from captivity and had no temple, they made excuses and said that according to prophecy, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. The Lord rebuked them through Haggai and said that they could not expect to prosper until they did what obviously needed to be done. People think they will work for God when revival comes, but otherwise it is not much use. But revivals begin when somebody decides to do some witnessing and evangelizing. There's never been a revival yet that came any other way but by somebody acting.